Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I give you all glory and praise and adoration. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we come into your inner court with praise and worship. For there is no God beside you. You are the only one and the only true God. Today, we bow our knees unto you and give you all worship and give you all praise. For you are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. May your name be praised. Even as you give us yet another opportunity to gather together around you. For we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, where there is innumerable and immeasurable blessings for those who appear. This morning, as we gather to rehash what we have heard throughout the week and also to pray and establish your word in our lives, may the Spirit of the Lord take over. And may the Spirit of the Lord move us. And may we be saturated with your heavy presence. Let anointing to pray come upon us. And as we pray, let the heavens be open over us. Let the Holy Spirit overshadow us. And let the voice of God be made accessible unto us. May we hear from heaven. And may your glory even overtake us throughout this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, Friday on Mount Zion daily devotion is devoted to earnest and intensive prayer, where we pray to establish what the Lord has taught us. The word of God is for effect. What I mean is that the word must work and must produce what it says in our lives. And one of the surest way to activate the word of God in your life is through prayer. There is a man of God who is then and gone into glory called Wigglesworth. And this great man of God, who was not very educated, came to know Christ. And when I was reading about his biography, one of the things he used to do is that he would read the word of God for 20 minutes and pray for 20 minutes on the word, making sure that the word that he has heard become part of him. Hallelujah. The word is spirit, and you cannot just engage it with your mind and make it effective or impactful. You need to release your spirit and let your spirit have an encounter with the word, which is a spirit, so that there shall be the atmosphere that will make the word establish or be established in your life. Throughout the week, the Lord has been speaking to us. On Monday, the Spirit of the Lord shared with us the nature of the divine security we have in Christ. When he showed us the heavenly security, divine security architecture, which moved from the circle of the host of angels and archangels, then you move to the circle of the 24 elders, and move to another circle of the four living creatures. Then you come to God, the Father who is on the throne, and beside him is Christ, the Son, the Lamb, who is on his throne. And the Bible says our lives is hid in this Christ. The Bible says we have been raised with Christ and seated with him. So it shows you clearly where we are positioned in the heavenly divine architecture. And it shows that your life is secure 24/7. And that you are not a vulnerable being. You are not open to free access of the enemy. Therefore, anytime the enemy wants to prove something, you need to rise up and enforce this word. Tell him that he can go to hell, where he cannot touch you. Even when the devil went to God and asked for the head of Job, he himself confessed that God has put a hedge around Job. That is the architecture we're talking about. When the devil wanted to sift Peter like wheat, Jesus said, Peter, the devil has sought permission to sift you. Because the devil knew what was around Peter. And Jesus said, but I have prayed for you. So you pray to enforce your divine security architecture. And we want to pray in this dimension. On the second day, Tuesday, we also learn from the prophetic writings of Psalm 91 and Psalm 27 about how we are secure in the Lord. That he who abides under the shadow of the Almighty will be found in the secret place of the Lord. The Lord has secured our life because we have receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we have chosen to abide under his shadow. On Wednesday, the Holy Spirit taught us about the fact that we are not just in Christ, but Christ is also in us. In fact, the Bible says that Christ is the greater one, and he is in us, and he that is in us is greater than whatever is out there. Jesus' prayer to his Father was that he will be in us, and the Father granted it. And that even as you are listening to me, Christ has become your life, and you are not an empty shell. He lives in you. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you have become his temple. Ah, and whatever cannot push Christ, cannot push you. You have his life. You have his power. You have his glory. Christ has come and fully dwells in you. Hallelujah. Then yesterday, Thursday, the Spirit of God taught us that we need the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation in order to understand the hope that we have in this calling in Christ Jesus, in order to also appreciate our inheritance in Christ, which is referred to as the glorious riches. Glorious riches, that is our inheritance that we have in Christ. It goes beyond material possession. Part of it is spiritual possession. The further you pass from this realm and you enter into glory and live in a land full of God called heaven. Hallelujah. Then we also need this divine wisdom and revelation so that we will also appreciate the power that the Lord has deposited in us. He called it the exceedingly great power, which is comparable to the power that raised Jesus from the dead and positioned him in the realms on high, in the heavenly realms. And these are things the Lord taught us. And this morning we want to pray and enforce them. We want to pray and activate them. We want to pray for the grace to fully imbibe them into our lives so that we will experience that the word will become experiential, not just some head knowledge, but something mixed with faith, that our faith will be mixed with this word and we'll be able to participate in this word. The word become part of us and we will live it out. And we will become what the word says. But first and foremost, today is 1st March. The first day of March 2019. This day will never come again. And this month will never come again. And we want to step into this month and commit the whole month into the hands of the living God. And pray that this month, whatever God has ordained for you and for your family in every area of your life shall materialize. Begin to pray. Committing the whole month of March, 31 days, into God's hands. and pray for every one of the 31 days that the enemy will not have a foothold in your life, that every day will be a day of glory. Our theme for March is from glory to glory. Every day in March will be a day of glory. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will experience the fullness of the glory of the Lord in this month called March. March is the 10th month. Jesus rose on the 3rd day full of glory, and the Lord has laid upon my spirit that the theme in this month is called from glory to glory. Be every day from the 1st to the 31st day of March be full of your glory. May you encounter the glory of the Lord every day of your life. May your family encounter the glory of God. May the church of our Lord Jesus Christ encounter the glory. May the nations encounter the glory. May the glory of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord, the effulgence, the power, the fruitfulness of the Lord, the productivity of the Lord come upon your life, come upon your children, come upon your husband, come upon your wife, come upon your family, come upon your nation, come upon the church of God, come upon the entire world. Let the glory of the Lord fill this man. I declare upon your head and upon your life that in the month of March, you will encounter the glory. You will encounter the favor of God. The grace of God will abound unto you. The Lord will lead you into places that you have never ventured before. In this month, you will know God better. You will get closer to God. You will fellowship with Him deeper. In this month, your heart will desire of you. You will read the Bible more. You will study the word more. You will pray more. You will encounter this devotional more. In this month, there shall be a spiritual renewal, a spiritual revolution. As you encounter His glory, may His glory overshadow you, overshadow you, overshadow your family, overshadow your business, the work of your hands, your profession. May everything about you encounter the glory of the Lord. May the pillar of the cloud of glory lead you on from 1st to 31st. Every day will be an encounter with the pillar of the cloud of glory. Hey, may this month be a beautiful month. May it be a glorious month. May it be a victorious month. May it be a month that the Lord will put your enemies under your feet. May it be a month of promotion, a month that the Lord will exalt you, a month that the Lord will lift up your head. May it be a month that will bring the restoration of joy into your marriage, joy into your marriage, peace into your home, fruitfulness into your womb. May it be a month of divine and supernatural encounter. In this month of March, may the Lord preserve you. May the Lord preserve your family. May every activity and plans and schemes and assignment of the enemy concerning this month come to nothing. Come to nothing. Let the sprinkle blood be sprinkled upon each day. And let the sprinkle blood of Jesus, that is speaking a better word on Mount Zion, speak over you, speak over every family, speak over everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I proclaim and declare unto you that this will be your month of victory. You who do not have a job and looking for one, this will be the month that the Lord will establish you in a good job. This will be a month that you will be so favored that even some application you have made that you've forgotten of, they will call you for interviews. I declare unto you, You who is seeking for the right man to come into your life, the Lord is opening a door unto you in this month of March. For this month is full of the glory of the Lord. The theme is from glory to glory. You step into one area of glory and onto another realm of glory. May the Lord glorify your life. Hey, may anything that died in your life come back to life, resurrect. Jesus rose up on the third day. Nothing will be kept on the ground. Nothing will refuse to respond. There is no prayer you have prayed that you will not receive answer for. May the Lord answer you in this month of March, even in the mighty name of Jesus. Mashu libre endi kataya. Abo koto shina ando silebre endi kata asurabra andia. Your man of March will be a month of prosperity. It shall be a month of prosperity. It shall be a month of financial prosperity. It shall be a month of financial prosperity. This month will be a month of financial prosperity. Unto us, O Lord, Mashulebre Indi Kataya, Bayeda Bakatu Labra Ando Kilebre India, a month of great favor, Mashulebe Katabaya Daya, and supernatural accomplishment, Makulebre India, a month of great peace, a month full of the glory of the Lord, Mashulebe Kanaya Hasilabra Andikiadia. Anything you lost in the months go by shall be recovered. Shall be recovered. Your greatest expectation will be met even in this month. Even as the Lord usher us into a month of glory. And our lives will move on from one degree of glory even unto another. Even in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, everyone who enforce the word and the revelation that we receive concerning divine security over our lives. You are praying that may the Lord first and foremost give you clarity concerning this revelation. And may you have that consciousness every day of your life, that your life is hid in Christ and in God. And you are protected by the four living creatures, the 24 elders, and the innumerable company of angels. May this truth capture your heart. Pray that this truth will capture your heart. Pray that this revelation will take hold of you. Pray that you have the full consciousness any day, any time that trouble comes, that yes, you are covered, you are protected, that no weapon fashioned against you will prosper. Pray that the Lord will grant you that grace, that you imbibe this word, and this word will be activated in your spirit, and you know and just know and know and know that your life and the life of everyone under your care is protected. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Divine security is your portion. Masho lebre ende kataya. Ame hasula. Andi Eli Akala Bra Ako Libre Antaya. I declare to you, like David said, the Lord is the stronghold of your life. He is your light, your salvation, the stronghold of your life. He is your refuge. Masulebre Ende Kataya. He has kept you in his pavilion. Masulebre India. Even if war break out against you, you will not be afraid. Because your life is hid in Christ, in God. You are covered by the four living creatures, the 24 elders, the innumerable company of angels. The devil even could not cross the line of the angels. No witch can cross that line. Masulebre endi, no occultic power can cross that line. Masulebre endi. They are mighty angels. For every demon, there are two angels. And I declare them that your angels will rise up and fight for you. May your divine security be intact, even as you continue to abide in the Lord. May you have the consciousness of who you are in Christ, your position in Christ, where you abide in Christ. May you always be conscious of this divine security that we have in Christ. May the Lord cause your heart to receive this revelation. And may you walk and live by this revelation. Know that you are not vulnerable. You are not empty. You are not open to destruction. In as much as you decide to live in Christ and live for Him and walk in obedience to His word and walk in the fear of Him and not dabble and say, may your divine security be intact. And may you forever be preserved, even in the mighty name of Jesus. Killer as may the hedge around you and your family be unbroken. Mercy India, may it be impregnable. May your life and your marriage and everything that concerns you be undefeatable. May you be more than a conqueror because of the level and the nature of divine security that you have in Christ Jesus. Child of God, you also learn that Christ has come to live in us, and He is the greater one. And 1 John 4:4 declared that greater is He that is in us, greater is He that is in you, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. We pray, and our prayer is that the greater one who lives in us will manifest Himself even in us, and that we will always know and have that consciousness that we are not empty, that we don't have just a human life. We have the Christ life. We have the life of Christ. Christ has become our life, according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. Christ is your life. Your life is full of Him. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Make that confession. Christ is my life. Christ is my life. Christ lives in me fully. He is complete in me. The Bible says we are complete in Him. He carries the entire deity in Himself, and He dwells in us with that entire deity. And the Bible says we are complete in Him. I pray that the eye of your understanding will be open, that you will appreciate that Christ is your life. Christ lives in you. You are the career of Jesus Christ. You are His temple. You are His temple. The Bible says, don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of Christ lives in us. And may you have this consciousness, this understanding. May this revelation capture your heart. May you live ever remembering and ever being conscious of the fact that Christ has taken over, and it is what His life is that prevails. Christ does not have a sick life. Your sickness is defeated. Christ does not have a poor life. Your poverty is defeated. Christ does not have a life of failure. Your failure is defeated. Christ does not have a life of misfortune. Your misfortune is defeated. Any life that does not resemble the life of Christ is not your portion. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. That bad marriage, that difficulty in marriage, I restore sanity and peace and glory into your marriage. For Christ has come. Christ has come. Christ has come into that marriage. He has become your life. Hey, may the Lord bless you with this consciousness. May you ever be aware who you are. The Bible says, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. This new life is the life of Christ. Christ, the greater one, lives in you. Christ, the greater one, lives in you. And greater is he that is in you. You cannot have the greater one in you and you'll be less great or you'll be small. The greater one has made your life great. Greatness is our portion. Our life shall be great. You may not be there yet, but with this revelation, expect a greater life, a blessed life, an awesome life. For greater is he that is in us. He's greater than sickness, greater than disease, greater than poverty, greater than failure, greater, greater, greater. Christ who is in us is greater. And we have his life, and we will live the greater life. Ah, the glorious life. More solebre and decataya. Aboko to yoshiteyeki. Jalabra asulabra anduya. Ma solebre india hasu. In Jesus' mighty name. Yesterday the Lord revealed to us that a prayer that Paul prayed. We want to pray that prayer. Oh yes, you want to pray that prayer. Kalima atulabra ando siredia. Shalima aku lebe bebe kalu kataya. Shila anda akato lebre asu. Meshalabra ando yosiana handi kiredia. Alima daba hasuto yosiana handi. Ekembe kalu hasulabra ando siana handi ahakua. Ba koto yoshite yeki ahasua. Oh, dear Lord. Granted the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. Say after me, dear Lord, grant me and my family the spirit of wisdom. Kabaya hasudabra and this year the dear. Say, glorious Father, I pray that you grant me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that I may know you better. I pray that the eyes of my heart may be enlightened, in order that I will know the hope to which you have called me. I pray, O Lord, that the eye of my understanding will be open, so that I will know the riches of your glorious inheritance for me, even in Christ Jesus. I pray that the eye of my understanding will be open, and that with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, I will know your incomparably great power for all those who have believed. I pray, O Lord, that the eye of my understanding shall be open, and with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that I will know the power that raised Jesus from the dead. The power that seated him in the heavenly realms. That power which you have given unto me. May I by revelation catch this, understand it, and experience it. For it is for me. Your power has been released into my life. The exceedingly great power. I have a glorious inheritance in Christ. Lord, help me appreciate it. Help me understand it. Help me imbibe into it. Help me to possess it, even by the spirit of revelation. And let my hope in you be established by the spirit of revelation. Let me know that I am the most blessed person, even in Christ Jesus. For I have a living hope on earth, a living hope beyond the earth. Oh Lord, establish me with the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. Even in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Beloved, if you are with us and you have not received Jesus, you are hearing for the first time, or you've been hearing and listening and you have not received Christ, Jesus is here to save you. Jesus is here to give you a new life. Say this prayer after me if you want to receive Jesus into your life. Say, Father God, I come before you. A sinner that I am, I ask for your forgiveness. And I receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. May Jesus come into my life and take me as his own. If you have prayed this prayer, your life is saved and you are born again. Christ has come into your life. Find a Bible-believing church and please go and introduce yourself and let them baptize you into the body of Christ. If Pentecost, the church of Pentecost is closer to you, please, I recommend it to you, even in Jesus' name. Beloved, today is an all-night service at PRW's Atomic. So tomorrow we are not meeting for Mount Zion. But just as I told you, we've stepped into the month of March. And the theme the Lord has given us is from glory to glory. From glory to glory. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 and 11. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 and 11. From glory to glory. This month will be a glorious one. We are moving progressively. We came on to Mount Zion. Then we realized that on Mount Zion we have a place. And our place is that we have been raised and seated in Christ Jesus. And then March, the Lord said that if you are raised and seated in Christ Jesus, then your life will move from glory to glory. And that is where we are. And we keep on moving. Put your hand on your head and receive the priestly blessing. May the Lord bless and keep you. May He who has preserved you and caused you to see the month of March in 2019 prepare your life from one degree of glory unto another. May this new month bring you new blessings, and may your life be a life of glory. I bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.